Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And 51551 is our text number. Louise O'Mahony is in Limerick, I think. Louise, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Good. It was last Tuesday. What happened?
It was the evening time, so it was around 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And I live in Limerick, in Dúradhoyle in Limerick, so okay. It's just a suburb. And a knock came to the door, and it was kids, little kids. I saw them passing the window, and I assumed it was my neighbours, so I went out to answer it. They'd often call in or whatever.
Yep.
So two little kids standing there in Santa hats, you know, in Christmas mm-hmm. hats with flashing lights on them.
What age?
And the little boy was about four.
Wow.
He was very, very small.
Okay.
Like really small. And the girl was a little bit bigger, maybe five. And they straight away launched into "We Wish You a Merry Christmas." And they sang "We Wish You a Merry Christmas."
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they stopped, I was waiting for them to stop, and I said, because I knew straight away they're looking for money, and they're begging, you know, and this is wrong. So I was waiting for them to stop. As soon as they did, I jumped in with, "You shouldn't be out in this cold, lovey. It's too cold." And I said it quite loudly because I wanted to hear. I assumed there was parents with them and that they'd be hiding. There's a high hedge. I assumed they were hiding behind the high hedge. So I wanted them to hear that I was saying they shouldn't be out. But I said it very gently, of course. It's very cold. You shouldn't be out. Now, it was actually pouring rain at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very cold. And straight away, the little boy said, "Oh, I have two jackets
on."
And I said...
But he may have had two jackets. Were there any adults?
No. So I said, "Well, it's still not right." But I said it gently. And I mm-hmm. gently closed the door. I was making it quite... And as I was closing the door, he said, "Oh, but I want money. I need money." So I continued closing the door, but gently, you know, not slamming it or anything like that. And off they went. And I live in a cul-de-sac. You know, there's 12 houses now, but there's only one entrance into our estate, and there's about 100 houses in it or more. So, you know, as I said, even though there was only 12 in my little area, I assume, I don't know how many others they went to, but all I could see was my little cul-de-sac. And they went around to every door. And as I'm watching them, I rang the guards straight away and thought, because I thought, it's 6 weeks before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
If they're out tonight in this cold and rain, it means they're going to be sent out every night. So I need to tell the guards now, because this should be stopped. Otherwise, these children are going to be out every night. So that's what I did. And I watched them going around to each house.
But Louise, what is your theory? You think there are adults somewhere in the background?
Oh, I'm sure there are, yeah. Because...
But where are they? Are they hiding in the bushes? Where are the adults?
I don't think the children were from the area I live in, which is why I think they had to be brought there in a car. And I think they were hiding around the corner, which would be very easy, you know, would have been very easy to do. I would assume they were that nearby. And the kids, they weren't afraid or anything. They were on a mission.
And they did say to you, "Can we have some money?"
Oh, he said, "I want some money. I need some money."
So you think it's just another way of sending children out to beg?
Yeah, it wasn't some. It was, "I want money. I need money." So, yes, it's children being sent out to beg. And that's why I called the guards, because I thought this is awful that they're going to be doing this for the next 6 weeks.
And did the guards say anything? Or did the guards say our hands are tied?
Yeah, they said, "Okay, well, what do you want us to do? And I said, "Well, isn't it illegal? Isn't begging illegal?"
Mm.
And he said, "Yeah." I mean, he was very polite and nice and everything, but he said, "Well, would you like us to send a car out?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, well, OK, but we'll have to open a file in order to send a car out. And I said, OK. And he said, so we'll need your name and your details. And I said, yeah, that's fine. Okay. So I gave them. And he said, would you like us to call to you? And I said, no, I just want you to find, I want you to find the parents of these children and make them take them home.
And did you, have you heard anything since about the file?
No, no, no.
Okay. By the way, did they knock on anyone else's door? I know you said they...
Oh, I watched them, yes. I watched them go to every door in my cul-de-sac, yes.
And what, have you any idea what response or what reception they got there?
Yeah, they weren't given money, no. But they weren't, they wouldn't be treated badly. You know, I mean, they wouldn't be shouted at or anything like that.
Yeah,
but
of course.
Just, no.
And people feel if we give them money, it's only encouraging them to, or encouraging.
Well, it'll,
whoever
it'll
the
be
adults
pretty
are.
It'll yeah. be definitely, it'll be kind of guaranteeing that they're out every night for the next 6 weeks.
Okay, okay. If you see them again, what are you going to do?
I'm going to ring the guards again. And I'm going to, well, I'd be quicker this time. I suppose I was shocked. It was the first time it had happened. Mm. And I think if they came again, I would say, oh, show me where your parents are.
Okay.
And I would well, go would you and be take a license
if they
plate.
Did,
if I, because
yeah,
okay. I did look yeah, out, I was going it, yeah. to take the license plate number. I thought, well, at least if I had that.
Okay, if you see them again, are you going to try and find the car?
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
are, okay. Well, let yeah. us know, Louise, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Louise. That's Louise O'Mahony in Limerick.